Route 66 enters northeastern Oklahoma on State Highway 7. First town is Quapaw, and then Commerce. There's a home of Mickey Mantle, and obviously
Mickey Mantle Boulevard. We
can't go through every town here, but let's just start out Quapaw, Commerce, Miami, and have some comment about those towns.
It's a great entryway. You leave Joplin, you do that little 14-mile run of Kansas through three little towns. That was a great road because out of Joplin on 66, we were able to quench the thirst of a lot of people, a lot of Jayhawkers in Kansas and a lot of Okies during the days when it was hard to get a drink of hard liquor. That was a good whiskey road to bring it down here. So you cross that border out of Kansas and you run into that Quapaw, named, of course, for that tribe there. You're still in that mining country. Great murals in Quapaw. And then you slip on down, and at Commerce, you've got to acknowledge Mantle, because Mantle is a true son of 66. His old house he grew up on is still there. It's Mickey Mantle Boulevard. There are still people living who remember Mick. Remember his dad, Mutt Mantle, and all the kids. Mutt worked in the mines. That's where those boys grew up. He played hardball for the Baxter Springs Ball Club, signed his first contract off 66 in Kansas behind the backstop. I still think he probably deep in his heart wanted to be a Cardinal, but he became a Yankee, and I always liked Mantle. He had a lot of heart. He had a lot of problems, obviously, but he's part of that whole picture. Then you get down there into Miami, and I mentioned Miami earlier because it, like 66, all these towns have different layers, too. And I mentioned those young Brits training there during the war. There's still film of them, 1939-40, these cadets in their uniforms walking down 66 with a local girl. They'd go to families' homes for Sunday dinner. They'd go to the great Coleman Theater, a true gem on 66, which is beautifully restored, a real iconic structure on 66. They'd go there to see the matinee, the ushers in tuxedos, the wonderful big organ, a stage where Will Rogers twirled his rope, where Tom X performed, where Sally Rand danced with fans. Can you imagine her in a small town in Oklahoma, how great it was? And then you just continue that journey in Oklahoma. You have to remember, because of Cyrus Avery, because of Woody Guthrie, because of the Dust Bowl, because of the history here, past, present, and the future history, Oklahoma is responsible in large part for the creation of Route 66. I'd go so far to say if it wasn't for Oklahoma, there would be no Route 66. And to this day, we have more miles than any other state, almost 410, blown and blown from Quapaw all the way out to Texola. And this eastern run is just as good as the western run because you slip down from here, you go through Veneta, where they still make the best calf fries in the world, with the possible exception of a joint I know in Claremore. And you just keep going. You've got Afton, you've got Chelsea, where Will Rogers spent a lot of time, where he also discovered Gene Autry one cold night. Foyle, the hometown of Andy Payne, and off Foyle on a little sidebar row, those great big totem poles, which are great. And then, of course, Claremore, which is a pretty major town. At one time, the highway was called the Will Rogers Highway. You've got all the Rogers Memorial. You got that big gun museum. You got Patty Page Boulevard. You've got a lot of great cafes, a lot of history there. The old Will Rogers Hotel right downtown. And then you keep slipping down. You're getting close to Tulsa Town now. But you slip down and you get to Catoosa. And there on your right, as you're heading towards Tulsa, pops up that big, smiling, concrete blue whale that Hugh Davis created as an anniversary gift for his wife. Davis, who was at one time a director of the Tulsa Zoo, had what he called ARC out there, Animal Reptile Kingdom, a big ARC-looking structure, and they had snakes and alligators. He was always careful not to let them get into the swimming hole. And he had this great blue whale. It's still there today. And people still stop there today and sort of genuflect along the Mother Road at this place. Right across the street is a concrete block building. It's probably a garage now. It's been different incarnations. Just a plain vanilla concrete block building just across from the Blue Whale. That, at one time, was the home of Chief Wilfrobe Hunt. He was Hugh Davis' brother-in-law, full-blood Acoma. He left New Mexico, was here in Oklahoma, had a trading post for a while on 11th Street near the University of Tulsa, and ended up out there with a great trading post, great jeweler and silversmith. That ring that I wear on my finger, that's his last piece of turquoise. This is his design of that bear claw watch. He's long gone. Not many people would know that. That was where Wilf Robe Hunt was, right in that old concrete block building. Then you scoot in out of Catoosa, right by that big Cherokee casino, slip under the super slab, and come into Tulsa, now on 11th Street.
We have Hank's Hamburgers, Ike's Chili House, Wings Hamburgers, Eastside Cafe.
They're all along one or the other of the alignments of 66 in Tulsa, whether it's Admiral Place, 11th Street. At one time, it went down into downtown, into what is now the revitalized and great Blue Dome District along 2nd Street. There are still many, many edifices, working businesses, recycled buildings existing. All the great burger joints, the chili parlors, the residences, the churches, the garages. We were so fortunate to save at least that facade on 11th Street of the Warehouse Market, where until this year, Lyons Indian Store was there. Now they've moved down the Blue Dome District. They're still close to 66. But that was due to the folks at Home Depot. They didn't just destroy that big old warehouse market with a terracotta facade. It's still there. At the great Cyrus Avery Memorial Route 66 Bridge, which is on the National Register that we're looking at out the window, now on that hill, Cyrus Avery Plaza, where the 8 flags of Route 66 fly, and where this year we're installing a big bronze of Avery and his jalopy with his dog, on that hill with a walkover is where the city is going to create what we call the Route 66 experience. And that's where you'll find me in not too many years, because that's where my newly formed Route 66 Alliance, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to preserving, protecting, and enhancing the whole road, past, present, and future, will be headquartered, along with the River Parks offices and some other people, and a big built-out dining space on the top floor, an interpretive center, an archive, etc. And then you've got that great run on the remaining hunk of 66 Southwest Boulevard, a.k.a. Route 66, which remains to the west side of town, to the meat and potato side of town. If it wasn't for West Tulsa, there'd be no Tulsa proper. It never would have been an oil capital, because you go through Red Fork and you go through that little cluster of communities on your way down. You parallel the super slab and you go down past Francoma Pottery and into Sepulpa the proper way off the two-lane